take this wood. For the exam of this wood, there is man and there is jinn. And although a barrier was placed between man and jinn, verified from the beginning, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, one son, Qabil, who killed Habil, although they were both the sons of a Nabi, Qabil was able to be influenced by the devil. So despite knowing that this devil was the very one that brought his father down to paradise, Iblis was able to make himself so good, so appealing, that where it was known that you were the one that affected my father, attacked him, you are the one who have enmity from your mother, my father, but still Qabil became, so to say, comes in the narration, he finally became a worshipper of Iblis. Finally he became a worshipper. So you wonder, like, at that moment, what made him decide to become a worshipper of the devil? When he knows his father was the Nabi or the selected servant of Almighty Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no death will ever come, no murder will take place, except that a share of that murder will go on the first one who committed murder. The first, meaning the son of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Qabil ibn Habil. So although a barrier was put between man and jinn, Allah Ta'ala made it such that the jinn were always able to somehow or the other influence men. Sometimes they would influence from behind the scenes. That is called, they would blow waswasa, and that's what we feel, Iblis's waswasa. A sahabi said, in salah, it troubles me, I forget my salah, my concentration goes away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's it, shaitan. Even gave his name, khinzab. And his job is to do this. There's a special jinn who's a master in creating thoughts regarding wuzu. So many a time, the influence of the jinn, the shayateen, is only limited to waswasa, inner blowing. But then there are the times when more barriers are lifted and they are able to mix with men, meet men. It's not an easy thing. People have to open up the doors, have to invite them. They have to be living in a very dirty condition for those jinn to come. But just because we never saw it, we should never think it doesn't happen. When Allah Ta'ala in Quran speaks, Allah Ta'ala speaks always of the best believers. And when Allah Ta'ala speaks of the disbelievers, He speaks of the worst of the disbelievers. Fir'aun is discussed. Namrud will be discussed. All al-mala'u al-ladina kafaru will be discussed. The leaders of the disbelievers. In between people are never discussed. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about here, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا, that one person is he who was once upon a time dead, spiritually dead. فَأَحْيَيْنَا, and then we gave him life. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ, and now we gave him a light with which he could walk amongst the people. This was the first group of people who accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dead, with Quran, life came into them. They went around the world giving life. This refers to every person who is far away from Allah. His heart was completely dead, and then inspiration came to him. He began learning Quran, he learned the Sunnah, life came into him. Allah Ta'ala said, can he ever be kamam mathaluhu fi dhulumat, like another one who is completely in darkness, laysa bi kharijin minha, but that one is never coming out. Both of them were dead once in a while. But the one was dead and Allah gave him a light. He gave him life. And the other one was dead and he goes even worse in death. لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا, he's not going to come out. You might wonder why he doesn't want to come out of darkness. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, Almighty Allah says, for the disbelievers, what they are doing has been made very appealing. They can't see any other life. This is their life, no matter how dirty it gets. So as they climb the ladders in the worship of the jinn, they start serving the jinn. Then they go to a higher level where they start worshipping the jinn. Then they go to a higher level where they will sacrifice for the jinn. First they will sacrifice animals for the jinn. And in a very evil, ugly manner. Then comes the time when they will sacrifice people for the jinn. They will go looking. A lot of murders in the world that take place, the hidden murders, are when they sacrifice others. They sacrifice others. And many a time these will never be brought to the public, because many of the police forces are also the same. So they will cover up these crimes. Then comes the time when they sacrifice their own children for the jinn. Their own children. And then there is one very high level where the person sacrifices himself also. That has also been recorded. They have these ceremonies where the person comes, girl or boy. Most of the time it's girls. They might travel from another country. They'll come, they have a certain cloth you have to wear. They'll go and put themselves down, ready to be slaughtered. They really believe that when I get slaughtered, I will enter the underworld. And in the underworld, this shaitan, whatever they want to call him, Lucifer is Iblis. Whether it's for Lucifer or it's for somebody else. They really believe that this so-called God of the underworld, now when they die for him, he will see to all their works. And as soon as their eye closes, these people now, while they're alive, they become very influential. Very influential. They control scenes behind. They have wealth at the disposal. They create lobbies. Many of them are behind the selecting of presidents for countries, the selecting of forces in the army. So they can't get caught. Many of them up till today have never paid taxes. And the taxman will never go asking them, where's your fortune? They behind the entire tax system, the bank system. وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, we made in every area. We made criminals the heads of the criminals. We made the worst of the criminals. أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا. لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. So that they can plan and plot in that area. If Allah wanted to, all this plotting would have been finished long time. But it's part of the exam. وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. However, when they plan and they plot, they don't understand that they are plotting only against themselves. They see results. They see believers being killed. They get happy, they party. They don't understand everything is being recorded. And their plans are not going to go anywhere. Then Allah Ta'ala says, now I will bring you to the day. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. On that day we will gather both now, man and the jinn. Some of these people you will hear about their billions, trillions, the richest man in the world. And sometimes a desire will come, I wonder how come he got so much of money. For you to get so much, you have to sacrifice so much. Sacrifice for Allah and you will get Jannah. And those that don't want Jannah, then they sacrifice for the jinn. They really think they're going to get this world. They get a little of this world and then they remove that. But in the next world, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. In that world, we will gather them all. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ قَدِ اسْتَكْثَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. Almighty Allah will first address the jinn. He says, indeed you enjoyed men. Istakthartum. One meaning is how many men you made under your control. Another is those who you had under your control, you took a lot from him. You made him sacrifice animals. You made him sacrifice his loved ones. You made him sacrifice himself. He always believed if he does for you, does for you, does for you, you will help him. اِسْتَكْفَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. The jinn won't answer, man will answer. وَقَالَ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. That man will stand. It's called the court of Almighty Allah. Instead of defending himself on this day, he will plead guilty. He will look at the jinn and he'll understand, you made me like a fool. He will say, رَبَّنَا اِسْتَمْتَعَ بَعْدُنَا بِبَعْدُ. Oh, our Allah, in the world, we benefited from them, they benefited from us. Meaning, I needed certain things which the jinn were offering. That's why I did for them what they did. And they needed from me certain things. This is a very sinister world, but don't think it doesn't happen. There is a world where people sacrifice for the shayateen, and then the shayateen do for them. That is what makes them so influential. So great. And these people are ordered that wherever you reach in life, you must show it. So they will always make sinister signs. They will have signs on their fingers, in their rings, in their chains. They will make signs in their talks. They have to show that I worship him. I attribute to him. I pay homage to him. They have to show it. He says, I needed the jinn. And the jinn needed me. And he will keep guilty thinking that now I can get out. And Allah tabarakallah, and then he will say, وَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَنَا. And today we have reached that point which you wrote right at the beginning. I never thought I'll come in front of you like this. He always dreamt that the jinn will take him into an underworld and he will live life forever and ever in enjoyment. He will have to plead guilty and then he will be told, أَنَّارُ مَسْوَاكُمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. The fire will now be your place of rest. You will remain in this fire forever and ever. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except those who Allah wishes. There will be some who give to the devil, sacrifice to the devil, but they will come out right at the ending with a small amount of iman. That small amount will save them. In serving the devil, as I mentioned, the time comes where you sacrifice even your own children. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَا لِكَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاءُهُمْ. He says, how many of these mushriks, their shariq, the jinn, finally made them kill their own children also. And they really thought we're doing something great, لِيُرْدُوهُمْ, and in that the jinn destroyed them. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا فَعَلُوهُ. Almighty Allah says, if Allah had willed, they would never have done this. They would never have become worshippers of the jinn. They wouldn't have been these lobbies, shaitani lobbies, today they call it Jewish lobbies. But Almighty Allah wanted it, it's part of the exam. فَذَرُهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. Leave them and leave their lies and their plans and their plots. It's going to carry on. As for the people of Iman, ours is that we rather become Allah's. How they sacrifice for the jinn and they get nothing out of it. We, whatever sacrifice we make for Allah, we get everything here and we got another world coming after. They will sacrifice for the jinn before they die, they realize it was a lie. When they see the angel of death coming, they're expecting that this is now the good day. When they see the angel of death, the entire thing changes. And instead of seeing Allah's mercy coming, they suddenly see punishment coming. And then they look for the jinn, where the jinn will be at. That's when they realize I was, from the beginning he took me for a ride. I sacrificed everything, he gave me little of this world, and that is it. One will go, and then the jinn will bring another one. He'll also do his few days, he will sing, he will be in the movies, he will be a sports player, he will be a big person in the world. Thereafter he collapses. Then another one will come. Problem is sometimes the people of Iman, just because of the wealth and the prominence of this person, when we look at him, we wonder, you powerful. Fir'aun was also very powerful. Very powerful. So many of the Bani Israel, although Fir'aun punished them, still the Bani Israel loved Fir'aun. Amazing it was. They called him God. Called him God. But Fir'aun himself, he was worshipping something else. Musa alayhi salam came to take them out of the worship of Fir'aun. They knew what he did. He killed their children in such big numbers. He used to kill the babies, slaughter the babies. Still they liked Fir'aun. They used to say, he's God, he's God. When Musa alayhi salam took them in the waters, and the water drowned Fir'aun, even then they said, we don't think he's dead. They said to Musa alayhi salam, you don't know what he is. Even the waters obey him. And that's when Allah Ta'ala make the waters push out his body. That's when they looked at it. Finally they realized, this man is a normal man. So much of awe there. Allah Ta'ala protect us. We must not have awe for those people who are worshipping the devil. This answer that they will one day give was to remove that awe from us. And one day they'll have no answer. They'll be standing shocked. Why must we be wondering what a great man you are? May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the jinn and every influence of the jinn. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.